Hey there, everyone. I hope we're all having a great day today. This is the final update episode of season two, and I am pretty excited about it. Season two has definitely been an interesting episode in terms of just podcast wise and just in the direction that the show is going. But also just it's been trial and error. That whole 3 month absence that I had to take and really didn't like that. But you know what? It was trial and error, and I'm really proud of myself that I was able to complete season two and things like that. So this is a personal win for me, honestly. I'm glad to be putting a pin in season two and wrapping up, and just so I could take a little bit of vacation and come back better. So with these update episodes, we don't really take them too seriously. They're more laid back, more chance to bond. Not much is edited in here. If this is your first time, welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us. And if this is, if you've been along the entire ride, thank you. And I hope you continue enjoying it, and I really appreciate you. So with these update episodes, if you don't know, we always do the categories. We do a few categories and we just dissect them bit by bit. So I've got my little paper here. This just turned into an ASMR. We've got about three categories to go through. We've got YouTube, we've got the podcast in general, and season three. So I'm pretty excited about it. Let's jump into it. So the first topic I want to talk about is YouTube. I remember in my last update episode, I was saying that I'm going to put my YouTube debut on pause until further notice. So what changed? And to kind of give that last statement some context, my original goal was to animate stories I've already written and just kind of put them out on YouTube. It's safe to say that I bit off a little bit more than I could chew with that, and it just kind of got a little overwhelming and somewhat stressful. So I am not going to be doing that just yet, although that's ultimately my goal. I am a writer. I started this podcast because I wanted to kind of show off my writing skills. I do have scripts of Werbytown, things like that. So I did want to kind of debut some other stories and kind of get them out there and things like that. But that's, again, that is my goal, but that's going to wait until a later time. Probably not anytime soon, but until now, I'm just going to be putting Werbytown episodes up on YouTube. And with that being said, when I do post the podcast episodes onto YouTube, I will be remastering them. What do I mean by that? I mean that I want to give the overall editing time a little bit more more notice. I don't want to just kind of take my time with it, give more attention. I do want to remaster the audio and remaster the background music and background noises, things like that. And just kind of put some images out there as well that kind of give context or give an idea of what's going on in the actual episode itself, so I kind of want to illustrate things like that. And with that being said, I will be also sometimes re-recording episodes as well. Like, I'm definitely going to be putting out a brand new Welcome to My Channel episode, and I will most likely be doing a Welcome to Werbytown first episode re-record as well. As well as some other episodes, and just making sure that everything is good with the audio, everything is good with the editing and things like that as well. So I really want to take my time putting these onto YouTube. I don't want to just kind of take the audio and just kind of put it on YouTube as is. I want to completely remaster it. That's going to be a little tough for me, but what's that one saying? Fortune favors the bold? I don't know. I like to believe that's true. But that's my ultimate goal with YouTube. And that YouTube release date is still in the air, but it is going to be coming very soon. But let's talk about the podcast because me going on to YouTube will affect the podcast somewhat. So the interlude that I just put in, I think I'm going to do that for the rest of the episode. As I was doing editing of this and was listening to the interludes, I heard that one. I think it's called, what is it called? It's called Peacoat. Honestly, I wish I could wear a peacoat. I'm way too hot all the time to wear a peacoat, but secretly I want to wear a peacoat because I know I could pull it off. But the interlude I have here is called Peacoat, and I put it in here because I just thought it sounded really cool. And that's one of the perks of making your own content. So I'm going to put it in there. I hope all of you all genuinely like it. Okay, back to the actual episode. This is just me kind of going off on a tangent. Again, one of the perks of making your own content. Also, I drank a Red Bull. So back to the whole idea for the podcast during this whole YouTube exploration, I want to call it. That's probably the wrong use of words, but I feel like it kind of captures my point a little bit more. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Anyway, so for the podcast, I am going to have to put it on hold a little bit. And so when I say this, I'm gonna deliver it like I'm just delivering information, but in reality, this was something that I had to sleep on for a while. This was not an easy decision to make. I talked about it with family, friends, my fiance, just kind of just dissected the whole idea, pros and cons, everything like that. And I am gonna go ahead and just take a break from season 3, although season 3 is still greenlit to go. So season 3 is still gonna happen. I just want that to be known. I'm just gonna take a break from podcast to do this YouTube. And the reason why is because I just simply can't do both at the same time. And I know this for a fact. When I first started, a majority of season 1 was just me doing an episode once a week. I had a full-time job and I actually just started that job. It was just, right after COVID hit and I lost my last job and I got that job, and so is sales, which is something I've never done before. And I was full-time there and I was doing this podcast, one episode a week, everything, writing, editing, background sound, things like that, plus learning how to do this podcast because I want to work for myself, So when I say that I can't do YouTube and the podcast, I genuinely mean it. I know this because I did try to do an episode a week and it was just not working for me. For a number of reasons, it just was not working for me. But slow and steady wins a race, But yeah, so I can either remaster the podcast episodes, put them onto YouTube, make a little bit more of a visual show about it, and if you still want to just listen to it, you could put it in your pocket or whatever, put like your phone in your pocket, whatever, you can still listen to me, but it's just gonna be remastered. And I'm hoping that YouTube will also bring people onto the podcast a little bit more. I'm hoping to kind of show off the podcast a little bit more. And that's ultimately the goal with why I'm wanting to really take my time and make sure that when I do debut onto YouTube that it's good content, I want to make sure that I'm not just, half-assing it and things like that, I'm really trying to actually do this. I'm really actually trying to make this into my career and stuff like that, So yeah, again, when I say that this was not an easy decision to come up with, I really mean that. It was really, something that I had to think about for, for a while. But anyway, although I do want to follow that up with the fact that I will be dropping two holiday episodes this year. So the way that the seasons usually go is I start the newest season in October. The beginning of October, I do the Welcome Back episode and just kind of talk about what the man behind the red light's been up to, how last episode concluded, and kind of give hints as to how the upcoming episode will go. And then late October, I do the holiday episode of Halloween or just fall. And then in December, I release a Hanukkah, Christmas, or like another type of just holiday winter episode. And that's what I'm going to be doing with this. So I'm just going to be doing that. I'm just going to be bypassing the whole Welcome Back because we're not jumping into season three. This is more kind of like just lost episodes. And what I mean by lost episodes is I'm going to be, well, one of them, I know for sure, I'm going to be kind of doing kind of like a setup for season three. Not like a complete setup, just kind of to give you a taste of what is to come in season three. What kind of episodes to look forward to and stuff like that. So that's one of them for sure. The other one, I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to go about it yet, but they're going to be lost episodes. We're going to have fun with it. And so, yes. So good news there. Now on to my next topic, which is that I do plan on dropping season three. I'm not sure when season three is going to come out. I would like to play catch up on YouTube as much as possible. I'm trying to get as many episodes onto YouTube as possible without sacrificing the quality. And I'm going to give it some time and reevaluate. Okay, is it time for season three now, or can I hold off a little bit more and, you know, continue catching up? Because ultimately my goal with this is once season three starts, I can drop a podcast episode and then I can drop the exact same episode onto YouTube as well. That's what I'm trying to go at with here. That's where I'm trying to be. Obviously I am going to keep an eye on the time, like the months and weeks that go by. And after a certain time, I will reevaluate where I'm at. Should I go along with season three right now, or should I continue doing this for the moment? You know, I'm going to reevaluate it and I will let y'all know. So yeah, there's that. But again, I'm really hoping that the YouTube does bring in people to the podcast as well. So yeah, there's that. But now we're moving on to season two, and now we're getting to season three. So with season three, I know season three is going to come because I'm very excited about it. What am I very excited about specifically? To answer that question, I need to tell y'all a little fact about myself. I didn't know for the longest time that a radio show can be one person. I thought you needed to have at least two people or something like that to make a radio show. So when I found out that you can have a radio show with just one person, I quickly wanted to evolve this podcast from just, you know, scary, eerie stories or spooky stories, and I wanted to make it more of an actual show. I'm a writer. I want to write my own show, and so let me do it, you know. So I really want to incorporate that element and turn the podcast more into an actual show. And what I mean by that is I want to make more episodes. Like, I want to really hone in on the cozy, scary story. What do I mean by that? I mean that I really want to play around with the sound effects. I really want to give ambiance. I really want to make it immersive. And in terms of like scary stories, I want them more spooky, you know? I want this to be something that you can listen to whenever and just be entertained, you know? It doesn't necessarily have to be scary. I just want it to be spooky at least, you know? And kind of have that engulfing and intoxicating vibe that just, you know, that ambiance that just kind of immerses you into my world, you know? That's what I want as a creator. I want you to see my world, you know? But also, I really want to incorporate the man behind the red light now. We finally figured out what the man behind the red light's name is. I'm not gonna really disclose that information. Check out last episode if you want to know. But yes, so we're going to hone in more on the man behind the red light. So the man behind the red light is not only the host, but is also a character himself within Werrytown. So why wouldn't he be exposed to Werrytown as well, you know? I mean, we've seen some instances of Werrytown acting up around him, but with season three, I really want to engulf more in on him as a character, get to know more about him as a character. I feel like whenever I have these episodes of Werrytown, it's the man behind the red light telling me these episodes, and then I just write them down and I tell them back to you know? And he's been a character who's been very kind of elusive in a way. I've been trying to figure out who the man behind the red light is exactly. And so season three is going to not only help me answer more questions, but also it's going to give me a chance to share with all of you who the man behind the red light is, more about him, more of his interests, where he works, things like that. But also we're going to see Werrytown, through his point of view. Also, he just got, oh, this is spoiler alert, but whatever. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear about it, skip forward by like about a minute. I'll try to make this within a minute. Anyway, so the man behind the red light now has the pastel robes, and with that, we're going to focus heavily on those for season three. We're going to get a lot more kind of like some Tales from the Dead episodes, as well as historical retellings. But I want to kind of generalize those stories. I know that whenever I put those stories in, I always kind of put it as, oh, this is a Tales from the Dead episode, or oh, this is a historical retelling episode. I want to generalize those into one category called Tales from Werrytown because, you know, of the pastel robes. I'll explain more about that of I'll explain more about that in season three itself, but that's really the kind of direction I want to take with season three. I'm pretty excited about it, and I already know that there are going to be some things that I really want to. There are some questions that I want to answer, and there's going to be some new questions popping up. We are going to be focusing on Werrytown, but again, we're going to be focusing on Werrytown through the point of view of the man behind the red light. So we're going to learn more about the town, but just in different ways. And we're going to learn probably not as much history about the town as this season, but we're definitely going to learn more about the town in general. And we're just going to explore some new things. We're going to have some questions answered and some new questions coming up. I want to introduce a few new elements as well into season three that I'm not going to talk about just yet, because I'm still, what is it called? I'm still roughing down the surface, or what does that saying go? Anyway, I'm still kind of roughing around the edges, however that saying goes. But yeah, as of right now, that's pretty much it. And that's it. If you're still listening and you made it this far, I want to say thank you. If this is your first time listening in, I want to say welcome. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you will go back and listen to the other episodes I have for season two as well as season one, And I hope you're excited for season three just as much as I am. If this is not your first time here and you are returning, I want to thank you. Whether you've listened to two episodes or whether you've gone through season one and through season two, I just want to say thank you. And I just really appreciate you. This is what I want to do for a living. I want to tell stories. I want to write scripts. And I just want to, you know, be free and do my own thing. And, you know, like NF said, just make some money for myself and my family. And, you know, that's what I want to do. And, you know, and I'm happy if that's all I do, you know. But I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate you being here. And I just appreciate your support. Again, whether this is your first time or you've been with us before, I really appreciate you. And no matter what you do today, whether this is the beginning of your day, the middle of your day, or the end of your day, I just really hope that you continue to have a beautiful day today. You know, if your day is ending, I hope you had a beautiful day, and I hope tomorrow is just as beautiful. If it's the beginning of your day, I hope nothing but the best for you. And if you're trying to accomplish something, I am rooting for you and I'm pushing for you. Please have a beautiful day. Tune in at season three, and I'll let all of y'all know. And when I go onto YouTube, I will let all of y'all know as well. If you are not following me on Instagram, please go ahead and follow me on Instagram, as that is the best way to communicate with me, as well as the best way to kind of see what's going on and what I'm doing and keeping up with me. And also, please, if you took anything away from this episode or you took anything away from any of my other episodes, I please humbly ask that you know, give it a like, give it a rating, consider subscribing, stuff like that. It really does help me out. Have a beautiful day and peace.